This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, back in the saddle in the state of snowy Minnesota. We went from 70 degree weather in California. We were right in Santa Monica area, and interestingly enough, we went from that to a little mini blizzard here in the state of Minnesota. And when I'm saying Minnesota, I'm saying that, of course, on purpose, because we had our little blizzard yesterday. But again, it's home, friends. That's where you got to draw the line. No matter where you go, you always come back home, and that just seems to be where you're supposed to be. So anyways, aside of that, friends, what we did talk about last Friday and Saturday was the selective prosecution of the FBI. And I want to highlight some more information. I want to give you a little more insight as to what I'm talking about. Because, friends, what we're seeing across the boards in the United States of America is the globalists, these little minions for Satan himself, are trying to set a narrative that goes against everything that we are as a people. Friends, Tacitus rightly said that if you want to know who means to rule over you, find out who you can't speak out against. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country. Communists, sodomites, now the Muslims, atheists, you name it, friends. And it's all a violation of your Bill of Rights, which are a bunch of thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. But interestingly enough, we see those corrupt politicians attempting to encroach upon our rights on folks incrementally on a daily basis, attempting to eradicate that which God has bestowed upon us. Let me remind you, only those things that have been taken away, you do need to understand that they have been forfeited. They've been given away, because you can't take away God-given rights. And the way to maintain God-given rights, friends, is to simply fight for those God-given rights. It's called the good fight of faith, and it's found in Scripture, yes, indeed. And also keep in mind that rights are given unto us by God, not by the privileges of the state, said John F. Kennedy, the president of the United States back in the 60s. And I also want to let you know what Harry S. Truman rightly said. He said, when one American who has done nothing wrong is forced by fear to shut his mind and close his mouth, then all Americans are in peril. So, America, it's time to open your mouths, America. And furthermore, it's time to take justice and drop it upon the heads of those that continuously violate the laws that they are there to maintain and uphold. For after all, they swore that that's exactly what they would do, and that's not what they're doing. I also want to tell you this, friends, before we start rocking on the selective prosecution of the FBI again. By leaving off justice, by allowing these people to do at will what they so choose to do, regardless of who they are, friends, all the more of those that serve we the people through representative positions, by leaving off justice, you are protecting them and yourself at length for a moment anyways. By leaving off justice, you are protecting them that are destroying you. I want you to hear what I just said to you. By leaving off Justice America, you are protecting them that are destroying you. And at the length, friends, at length, you're both going to be destroyed because you've allowed the wicked to dig the pit that you, regardless if you want to think so or not, friends, I want to tell you something. You are going to fall into the pit that you're allowing them to dig. And they are going to fall into it too. They're just too stupid and blind to see that for right now. So what we need to do is we need to be smart and we need to open their eyes. And the way to do that is to enforce the law against their crimes. And again, friends, as usual, sending the message that we will not be ruled by tyrants. We are ruled by God in this country and by God alone. Again, the selective prosecution of the FBI. And this is what we're going to be hitting on today, because again, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and give you some definitions concerning hate crimes and how this is a one-way road. And keep in mind, friends, keep in mind, they are trying to set the narrative, and they want to set the narrative on anybody that dare speaks out against them. And that's why I'm trying to get you to understand that this is what they're doing across the boards. You've been under attack by the state-controlled media for a long, long time. And friends, you can see Americans are falling in line with the attack in the narrative that's being set by those that, for the most part, America, you say you don't even believe. You don't believe the media, but whatever they say, you act accordingly. That's called hypocrisy. And again, let me remind you, that's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. Read the book of Romans, friends. But again, the FBI are with a doubt sending the message of selective prosecution. Listen, if the media doesn't teach you to shut your mouth, then the FBI will be there to help shut your mouth through selective prosecution. And I'm talking about bad representation. I'm talking about bad government here. I'm talking about bad bureaucracy, friends. And we need to deal with them regardless, again, of who they are, because I know they like to call themselves officials, as you said in your mind, that they're above the law when in fact they are not. And they are not to legislate the pith and marrow out of our laws. They are to enforce the laws. And just like judges, friends, they are there to discover and apply the law, not to create law. But what they're doing through the FBI today is they are creating laws. And how are they doing that? They're prosecuting selectively those that they would so choose to selectively prosecute. And why are we here today? America, what I'm going to show you in just a couple moments is I'm going to show you what happens when Americans get to the point where they have to retaliate, when the courts don't deliver, when those that have been given representative authorities delegated to them by the people, read the Declaration of Independence, and when the courts no longer enforce the law against the bad guys, but now against the good guys, this is what happens in this country. People will retaliate in such a fashion, right or wrong, and stupid it may be, friends, but it shows you in America, friends, what they're trying to do today is they're trying to get you, they're trying to paralyze you through fear. And keep in mind, we don't take our counsels from our fears, right? But they're trying to paralyze you into a position where you're completely submissive and you're only there to do what you're told to do, and you're only there to say what you're allowed to say. Now, this, again, this isn't America, friends, but this is what's going on. And to further solidify that, the state-controlled narrative across the United States of America through the papers that are being published are there to put fear in you that if you dare say anything against those that mean to destroy you, the FBI will come in and they will deal with you. They will prosecute you. And friends, I'm about to show you exactly what is going on in the United States of America. I'm going to recap a little on what we talked about on Friday and Saturday, and then I'm going to bring you through slowly, and I'm going to highlight, folks, what exactly is going on so you understand perfectly as to what's going on. And again, friends, it's quite chilling. It's time for us to wake up and realize that this is aimed at every one of us, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at AquanetticsH2O.com. Again, that's AquanetticsH2O.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth. Also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both those pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. Read them, get educated, get smart, friends, get real smart, okay? Getting back to selective prosecution of the FBI, friends. I want to take it from what the American people will do when their backs are up against the wall, when they don't know what else to do. And I also want to keep in mind, just to reiterate the point as to what I did on Friday and on Saturday, friends, I'm not advocating crime. I'm advocating justice every step of the way. And what this individual did was absolutely stupid. But I also believe that he responded the best way that he probably did within his own mind to send the message to those that are coming in that we're not going to tolerate your crimes, because we've seen what you've done to Europe. We've seen what you've done to Sweden. We see the rape levels. We see the statistics across the board. We've seen what you did to Germany. We've seen what you did to the countries that you left. We see that everything that you touch, you've come to kill, steal, and destroy, just like your father. Read 1 Timothy 4:1. Read John 10:10, friends. And so this is what's happening in America. Americans are retaliating to their best of abilities, friends, because their backs are up against the wall. They don't know what else to do because their corrupt politicians are, for some reason or another, obviously we know why, They're selling you up to special interest groups that are giving way to your sworn enemies. Folks, even governors across the states, if they're not given sanctuary cities, which is a federal crime, friends, and the American people are letting it happen once again. But now we're hearing governors that are saying we're going to give them license. California, we're hearing about it in Minnesota now, friends. This is absolutely criminal as to what you're allowing representatives to do. And I don't care if they're a governor. I don't care if they're the president. I don't care if they're senators. I don't care if they're congressmen or representatives. They are there to magnify the law against crime, not the other way around. And they are there to ensure our rights, not to strip them away and give them over to foreigners. But if we go to Scripture again, we can see exactly why we're in the position that we're in today. Because America, your sin is finding you out. Period. Numbers 32:23. Your sin is finding you out. But let's go back to this FBI. Selective prosecution. A Minnesota man, and it's interesting now, friends, before I set this premise, listen. The Minneapolis Star Tribune, it's a communist network, and everybody knows that they call it the Star here in Minnesota. But it's interesting how many stupid people know exactly that they're communists, but they're there to read their papers every day. Isn't that interesting how that works? But what's interesting is the media got involved here in the state of Minnesota to reinforce the point. Now, what is the point? Well, there's a Minnesota man who mailed a bomb threat to a mosque under construction in his Minneapolis neighborhood in 2015. He was sentenced Wednesday to 1 year in federal prison. Again, what a stupid thing to do. Instead of dealing with corrupt politicians, he sends a letter of threat to these people. U.S. District Judge Wilmina Wright sentenced Daniel George Fisher, 57, based on his guilty plea last year to obstructing the Tawfiq. It's the Tawfiq, that's what it's called. Islamic Center's free exercise of religion by threat of force. I want people to know that, and I'm about to highlight that, friends, in just a moment. Mustafa Carroll, the director from CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, said in Texas, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. The paper reported that they have free exercise of religion in America. Listen again to what he said. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. That sounds like treason to me. Read Article 3, Section 3. Going now to Omar Ahmad, founder of Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, he said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of faith, of scriptures, right, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. Now, they don't have free exercise to usurp the United States Constitution. Now, let's go back about 15 years when I told you, America, that the homosexuals are being used, the sodomite communities are being used as a political battering ram to upend our sovereignty. And I said, who's on the heels of the homosexuals? The Muslims who are attempting to implement something called Sharia law. There is no clause for free exercise of religion concerning Muslims in America that want to implement Sharia law. That's called treason. That is called treason, America. Now, if we go back, just to further solidify my point, if you remember right, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that our Constitution is made for a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Going back to the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, and what it shares with us is that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That means the Baptists, that means the Catholics, that means the Lutherans, that means the Wesleyans and the Presbyterians, friends. It had nothing to do with foreign religion. Zero, zilch, nada. It says, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, which is found within the rights that God has bestowed upon us. And going back to one of our founders, Charles D. Montesquieu, he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Let me say it this way. Liberty is the right to do what the lawgiver permits. Exodus 18:21. And when you look at every state preamble in the United States of America, what do you see? You see it acknowledging the God of the Mosaic Institution. When you go to Washington, D.C., or any other state in our union, in all 50 states, America, not 57 like Barack Hussein Obama said, 50, friends, by the way, there's 57 states in the Muslim nation, 50 states in the United States all acknowledge the God of the Mosaic Institution in which Jesus Christ fulfilled. Furthermore, if you look at your money, that is the God of the Mosaic Institution, right? When you go to Arlington Cemetery or veteran memorials across the United States of America, or in that case, friends, any graveyard in the United States of America, you see Christian crosses on the heads of our fallen, regardless if they are in the military or not. You see inscriptions of scripture on the Liberty Bell, the Washington Monument. Friends, no matter where you go, friends, you see and you know God has his fingerprints on everything that we are. This is a Christian nation, okay? Not a Muslim nation. But again, what does the message send? It sends the message, friends, that the Muslims can come here and we're not going to threaten them to freely exercise their religion. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Friends, remember when I said to you concerning if you leave off justice? By you leaving off justice, it applies to these corrupt judges. It applies to these corrupt bureaucracies, friends, as well. They're not upholding the law. They're tearing it down, recreating it for the highest bidder that's willing to pay them to sell you out like Judas did to Jesus Christ. That's what's happening here. Okay? Now, I'm not, again, advocating a man mailing a bomb threat to anybody. That's just absolutely stupid. I again believe his back is up against the wall. He's afraid because he sees what's going on. He remembers September 11th for some reason or another. The media inundated the American people, and this was on a global scale, by the way, of the threat of the Muslims, of jihadis. I mean, folks, did you forget about this? Well, they want you to forget all about that. But I also want to let you know that this is a sign of domination. And that's what's going on in your country today. When they set forth mosques, friends, it's a sign of them conquering. Do you not understand what's going on here? And they have some people in the FBI, and they have some people on the courts, friends, that are going along to get along. In America, they're going to continuously do it until you deal with them. By leaving off justice, you are protecting them, America, that are destroying you. So just to set that record straight, just so you know, freedom of religion and religion is under the umbrella of the Christian faith. But friends, again, 15 years later, don't tell me you weren't warned, because you were warned. We're going to come right back talking about selective prosecution through the FBI. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. We are at the half hour mark. We're talking about religious freedom. Folks, religious freedom is not given to those that mean to destroy or to usurp who we are as a people. And by the way, I didn't say it, but apparently we're talking about selective prosecution by the FBI. Apparently they're straining at the net while they're swallowing the camel here. They're going after anybody, and they're calling it a hate crime. When the American people have seen that the courts have failed them and their backs are up against the wall, you're going to see them respond sooner or later, which, by the way, is a part of the plan to bring about domestic insurrection. Mark my words. Oh, and by the way, I've been telling you this for years. And guess what's going across the headlines concerning today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals for the most part? Well, now they're talking about how the left, they call them, is the left attempting to bring about domestic insurrection? America, why is it that you're so slow of heart to see what's right in front of your face? But again, speaking of freedom of religion, that falls to the Christian religion in the United States of America. And again, to further solidify my point, 300-1 to any foreign religion in the United States of America, 300 Christian churches to any foreign religion. That doesn't mean they establish mosques because they're conquering you, friends. But friends, that's what they're attempting to do now, and they operate through fear. And you need to operate through the fear of God and bring about the fact that you're not going to tolerate their crimes. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from iniquity. In other words, that means when you execute the law to prosecute those lawless unto judgment, folks, you're going to send a different message rather than allowing the state-controlled media to beat you down. And I love that story, and it's a great parable, great analogy. If there's two dogs in an arena, and they're both to fight to the death, which one's going to win? I'll tell you which one's going to win. Either you're going to feed on the Word of God, and you're going to be made more than a conqueror, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Or you're going to succumb to the world through the fear of consequence. In other words, because you don't fear the face of God, you fear the face of man. But out of the two dogs, which one's going to win, friends? The one that you feed the most. The one that you feed the most is going to win the day. That's why you stay fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, keeping your eyes single and your heart single by the grace of God. Amen? You know, I also wanted to say this, just food for thought. You know, when my ancestors, I have a family lineage, and I see where my ancestors came from. You know, they were immigrants, and we're welcoming as a people in this country to immigrants, to those that come lawfully. But I want to tell you something. They were not the same as today, because they came legally. They didn't cost the federal government a dime, and they didn't require the country that they were going to adjust to them. And by the way, I am not going to adjust to foreign law, America, and they surely didn't burn the American flag, but look what their ancestors, speaking of our ancestors, are tolerating concerning today's immigrants in America today. Our ancestors as immigrants would have never tolerated in a million years what their posterity has. That's you. That's you, America. You know, and furthermore, if we would just do a little homework, we would understand exactly what's going on. Will Gladstone, Prime Minister of Great Britain, said, "The Quran is an accursed book. It's the book of flesh, friends, not spirit. So long as there is this book, there will be no peace in the world." Of course not. Of course not. Quran, an accursed book, said Will Gladstone, Prime Minister of Great Britain. So long as there is this book, there will be no peace in the world. Another prime minister was none other than, well, everybody, I don't know why, but they love this guy, Winston Churchill. He was the one that said that the Quran is like rabies in a dog. That's exactly right, because it's feeding the flesh. I mean, friends, if your religion promoted killing non-believers, beating women, punishing and raping victims of rape, or selling your daughters as wives at 12 years old, friends, you got to keep in mind, these people aren't praying to the God above, they're praying to the one below. Read 1 Timothy 4:1. But just think about what I just got done telling you. But for some reason or another, the FBI doesn't find it within themselves to prosecute those that advocate the murder of the infidels. And last week I shared with you how they're actually teaching this in public schools today. Let's go back to this. A Minnesota man, he mailed a bomb threat to a mosque. You can't advocate that. You can't justify that. But the U.S. District Judge said that this center, this Islamic center in Minneapolis, has the free exercise of religion. And Fisher, the one that sent the letter, confessed to sending the letter after the FBI traced fingerprints he left on the note last year. Fisher told agents that he wanted the staff at the Islamic center, which primarily serves in the Twin Cities population, to think that anyone could have sent the note, which threatened to blow up your building with all the immigrants in it. The U.S. attorney, Andrew Luger, whose staff prosecuted the case, said, "My office takes very seriously any threat of violence against an individual or their place of worship based on race, religion, or cultural practices." Can you even believe they added that word? I just got done sharing with you their cultural practices, friends. They can stone their women. They even throw acid on them. They marry daughters 9 years old and up, friends. I mean, some of the stuff they do is just unthinkable. They're sodomites. If you ever want to know why the homosexuals and the Muslims are not warring one against another, it's because they're both guilty of the same crime in so many different ways. But I wanted you to know that this is interesting, blowing up your building with all the immigrants in it. Now, back about 14 years ago, I warned the homosexual communities that the Muslims were calling for their execution. Rachel Maddow omitted 1 minute from my radio program. She said that I was calling for the execution of the homosexuals. And, of course, we called MSNBC and said, well, Bradley will fly into New York tomorrow and he can answer for himself. And they didn't even respond, of course, because I'm the guy they want to set a narrative on. Okay, they don't want me to talk because they don't want you to become aware of what they're really about and what they're doing. Now, the homosexual communities have played the fool to their own folks. They're falling into the pit that they themselves have dug, because I've said that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend our sovereignty and give way to a foreign enemy. Well, that's judgment, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, to a T. You're not going to get away from that. You're in trouble before God. You're seeing the fallout. And the fact of the matter is, friends, when I highlighted the fact that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals, the state-controlled narrative had to get on board and say, no, Bradley's calling for the execution of the homosexuals, which was the furthest thing from the truth. This has never been about attacking any particular people. It's always been about protecting a particular people that are under attack, namely our children in public schools by the sodomite communities, friends. Now look what's going on. Now they're actually bringing in Muslim students from other countries where they can wash their feet. They get to pray how many times a day. And the ACLU is there to promote it, friends. A communist organization. But you wouldn't listen to that warning. That they're in this together. And they'll all be destroyed at length together as well. But now what's interesting about this is after she published that I was the one calling for the execution of the homosexuals, you know what's interesting is I started to get threats. I'm going to blow off your Christian blanking heads. Of course, they had to do this via email. Go to blank, loser. Go blank yourself, Bradley. I hope you get raped. This all coming from the gay community. One said, if you ever come close to me, I'll bash your so-called Christian blanking heads off. One guy said, why, Bradley, why? Now I'm going to have to kill you. I thought we were going to cut each other's hair then have sex, but you stood me up. I'm so upset that I think I may just have to blow up your ministry instead. Goodbye forever. Then what they did, friends, is they put a picture of my house up online, the homosexuals did, along with the media, working in cahoots. And you better bet your bottom dollar they're working in cahoots. They put a picture of my house up online. Then they put my physical address up online. And what's interesting about all of what I'm talking about right now concerning selective prosecution of the FBI had every single one of the emails that were sent. And at no time was one person prosecuted for their threat to my wife and my young boys. Did you hear what I said? And I want to tell you something. You go ahead and you threaten me all you want. I'm a big boy. I can handle myself. Believe me. But when you start taking people's families and their homes and putting them up online, and the FBI sat back and did absolutely nothing, I had to take it right to MSNBC, and that's exactly what we did. Flew into New York a week and a half later, got an attorney, and we went after MSNBC. And then you want to talk about corrupt courts, that's another situation, but that's exactly what we ran into. Those that were protecting the same people that were doing the attacking. Where was the FBI, America? Where were they? My office takes very seriously any threat of violence against an individual or their place of worship based on race, religion, or cultural practices, except if you're a Christian. Except if you're there to expose the crimes of those that are guilty of the crime. Yep, you better not do that, because if you do, what we're going to do is we're just going to go along, we're going to ignore you, and we're going to sit back and we're going to laugh. And what they don't realize they're laughing at, friends, is the fact that my Father has them in great derision. He will surely break them as a potter's vessel. And I say to you that think it's a joke, kiss the Son, lest He be angry, friends. I say again, kiss the Son, lest He be angry. It's time to meet Him on His terms. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's Constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sun Celebrity. We're talking about selective prosecution. And we're talking about an individual that did something really stupid. I believe he had enough. Again, not justifying him, but what the American people are going to have to do sooner or later, they're just going to have to say those that we have entrusted to represent we the people to enforce the laws are no longer doing their job, because in many cases they're not. In many cases they are. But here we have a man who mailed a bomb threat to a mosque under construction in Minneapolis. And then the U.S. District Judge sentenced to 1 year in federal prison. And the prosecutor said that, you know, my office takes very seriously any threat of violence against an individual or their place of worship based on race, religion, or cultural practices. Hey, keep in mind, those cultural practices, friends, need to be in alignment with who we are, not who they are. That's a simulation. That's a part of it. Becoming a part of, right? See, friends, but what these people are saying is, listen, when it comes to those that are paying us, to destroy our own country. We just don't see that yet because we don't know Scripture enough to understand that a gift blindeth the eyes, which it does, and it perverts justice and righteousness. God will see to it that you do understand sooner or later through the righteous in the land. But it applies to the Muslims, America. It applies to those that decry racism. Or to the homosexuals who are not there folks, they are there to play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. That's been the history. We all see this now. It's taken some time for the American people to realize it. But, yep, now it's not the homosexuals so much as it is the Muslims that they're defending. This is perfect judgment. Just absolutely. You almost got to chuckle about it. But isn't it interesting that their office takes very seriously any threat, except if you're a Christian? Folks, what they're saying is that they will protect those who are here to overthrow American government because, friends, that's what their book tells them to do, to overthrow American government, which Sharia law mandates, and we will not tolerate anyone who would seek to defend themselves against the enemies within. That's the message. Let me reiterate Mustafa Carroll. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Where's the FBI to prosecute? Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of Scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Omar Ahmad, founder of Council on American Islamic Relationships. Where's the FBI? Matter of fact, Lugar continued, we will continue to work closely with the FBI to prosecute these types of crimes which threaten religious freedoms and violate fundamental civil rights. Wait a second. Who gave those rights? God did. Okay? And notice how they put the word civil there because they want to contract or pull in themselves some imagined unconstitutional implementation of some law they want you to believe exists when in fact it doesn't. FBI special agent in charge Richard Thornton said Fisher's sentence reflects the severity of his appalling hate crime. Well, what is a hate crime? A hate crime is usually defined by state law. Keep in mind, America, all hate motivates crime. All hate. A crime is a crime, friends, and it's motivated by hate. And it's sin. It's lawlessness. A hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm, and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, they added now, or physical or mental ability. Except if you're a Christian. Because it's interesting, this individual was prosecuted by the FBI, and it was called a hate crime, but not when it applies to Christians. And it's interesting that the very words used by the man that they just threw in federal prison for 1 year, the very words were the exact words that they used against my ministry. Man, is this a little biased? No, it's selective prosecution. Because they're using this as a platform, along with the media and the papers, corrupt though as they be. Friends, you know this and you're all aware of what's going on in your country. But now they're prosecuting those that would dare speak out. And again, was it right? No, it was stupid. But it's interesting how they're selectively picking those and choosing those that they'll prosecute and those that they won't prosecute. Last week I asked when Madonna was inciting to blow up the people's White House, I asked the question, where was the FBI? Is the message to the American people? Well, the law doesn't apply to her because she's got too much money. How stupid the American people are. She incites a people through her words to blow up the White House, but yet the FBI is MIA. Or the woman leading up the Women's March in January, Linda Sarsour, who is tied to Hamas. She's seeking to overthrow American government. She's given a free pass by the state-controlled media, namely MSNBC, to go ahead and talk about how she wants Sharia law in America. But for some reason or another, friends, the FBI was MIA. Now, because the American people have tolerated it to go this far and look the other way, the next Women's March organizer is Rasima Youssef Odeh. She's a convicted terrorist, a Palestinian. She was convicted in Israel in 1970 for her part in two terrorist bombings, one of which killed two students while they were shopping for groceries. She spent 10 years in prison for her crimes. She then moves to America to become a U.S. citizen in 2004 by lying about her past, but was subsequently convicted in 2014 of immigration fraud for the 2014 immigration fraud for her falsehoods. But now, friends, just only in America today, you have become such a joke to the rest of the world. Now she won the right to these corrupt lawyers that Jesus woed, damned. There's a reason for that. She won the right to a new trial set for this spring by claiming she had been suffering from PTSD at the time that she lied on her application. In other words, she just couldn't help herself. But it's interesting to note that her time as a citizen here, she worked for the Barack Obama administration. She was an Obamacare navigator. She's probably pretty bored because nobody was signing up for it. But again, friends, where's the FBI? Where are they? I mean, they're missing in action when it comes time to prosecute the crimes of the above said. And folks, last week I highlighted Nazim Kadra, who was knocked down in an NHL hockey game, just like he would have hit anybody, this individual, Mark Gorodano. But interestingly enough, this Muslim player, you can watch the video on sonsoflibertymedia.com where he starts to take his hand and go under his neck as, "I'm going to slit your throat. I'm going to kill you." But again, if you go to the Quran, 47, Scripture 4, it says, "When you meet the unbelievers, strike the necks." Where was the FBI, America? Where's the FBI when we know that in American schools today, very small though they may be, it's beginning a little leaving at the whole lump, friends. Learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and staging a jihad war against non-Muslims? Isn't that the definition, friends, right there, of a hate crime? But friends, where's the FBI? This is called selective prosecution. See, because what's happening, the corrupt in the FBI are attempting to further strip the American people to defend themselves when it comes to the threat. The threat that it is clear when it comes to those who mean to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10:10. Apparently, the FBI are selectively picking whom they wish to prosecute, friends, because rest assured, that's exactly what they're doing.
Now, I think by listening to the radio show, for those of you who are regular listeners and those of you who maybe have just tuned into the Sons of Liberty, it does not take a genius to figure out that we are a ministry and we are a radio program that is speaking forth the truth in ways that not many people are willing to do. And the word is willing to do it. So please support this work. When you support the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that means you're supporting to get this message, what you've heard here today and what you've heard here in days past. And for your new listeners, what you're about to hear and continue to hear is the truth of our nation's Christians and constitutional heritage, the truth of what's going on in our country today, how we as Americans need to take action and take a stand. And if you want to be a part of a ministry and a part of supporting a work that is taking action and doing what needs to be done, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We need your support to be able to continue to do what we do. You can sign up by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty or become a son or daughter of Liberty. It's as easy as choosing a level of membership that's good for you, one that will work for you, or one that will stretch your faith and say, listen, not only do I want to be a part of this work, but I'm going to show it forth with my actions by joining together with you financially. So please do sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Hey friends, when it's being said by the conservatives today that it's time to drain the swamp, through every bureaucracy it is. Folks, let judgment begin because it already has.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.